This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. For the past several days, we have been studying about the doctrine of Christ and His kingdom, the truth about it, and we've also been looking at the false doctrine of premillennialism. In part one, we pointed out the 8 basic parts of the premillennial program. Last time, we began a look at the truth about Christ and His kingdom and the basic argument. We set out that basic argument and showed that if the doctrine is true, that if the basic premises are true, then the conclusion must be true because the valid argument always demands the truth of the conclusion if indeed the premises are true. That's what we mean by a valid argument. If the premises are true, then the conclusion must be true. Now, this particular argument, which I read to you last time and which I will not take the time to read again today, but we will be talking about it in detail anyway, this argument is unquestionably valid since it is a hypothetical type syllogism in which the antecedent of the first premise is affirmed. All logicians agree this is a valid argument. Thus, if the premises are true, the conclusion must be true. Since it is necessary, if premillennialism is true, for certain sub-doctrines to be true, if even one of these sub-doctrines can be shown to be false, then it will have been shown that premillennialism itself is false. Thus, if it can be shown that the prophecies relating to the death of Christ or to His burial or to His resurrection or to His ascension or to His coronation involve such facts as to show that even one sub-doctrine of premillennialism is false, it will have been shown that premillennialism itself is false. Along with other matters, it will also be shown that Jesus is now reigning as king over His kingdom. And so now let us look at the proof of the argument. And I want to look first of all at the proof of the first premise. That first premise is this, that if the death, the burial, the resurrection, the ascension, and the coronation of Christ all occurred in fulfillment of prophecy, then premillennialism is false, and Jesus Christ has been reigning as king since the first day of Pentecost following His resurrection from the dead. Now, since the antecedent of this hypothetical type of proposition is what we call a conjunctive statement, that is, it involves 2 basic parts, and since to show that any one of the conjuncts of a compound conjunctive proposition is false is to show that the entire compound proposition is false, then to show that any of the elements of the antecedent of this premise is false is to falsify the consequent. In short, what I mean here is simply this. The first premise means that if it were the original plan of God in His omniscience that Christ would come to this earth for a period of only approximately 33 years, as was actually the case recorded in the New Testament, then the core doctrines of premillennialism are false, and it is true that Jesus is now reigning as king. To show that the sub-doctrines of the basic doctrines of premillennialism are false, I have only to show the truth concerning the death, the burial, the resurrection, the ascension, and the coronation of Christ. In so doing, I shall not only show that premillennialism is false, I have only to show the truth concerning the death, the burial, the resurrection, the ascension, and the coronation of Christ. In doing so, I shall not only show that premillennialism is false, but I shall show that Jesus Christ is now king, reigning over His kingdom. Therefore, it is clear that the first premise is false. Now, friends, it is very important to your soul that you understand these matters. The fact that the Church of Jesus Christ, the one and only spiritual body over which Christ rules as head, is His kingdom. Christ is king, ruling over His kingdom. He is head over His church, which is His body. They are one in the same. They both are comprised of the totality of the saved on earth, and each of us must know what it takes to be saved, to become members of that church, of that body, or of that kingdom. But our time's gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us, and I pray God's blessing upon you until we meet again.